Good morning. Thanks for tuning in. The local share market's going to get off to a reasonable start this morning, up by about a third of a percent, the futures are telling us. And the positive part about that is that we're building on the solid gain that we saw yesterday with the market up by 1.3%, marking one of the best daily improvements that we've seen so far this year. So as we approach mid-April, it's quite telling that a 1.3% improvement ranks highly in terms of gains this year. It has been extraordinarily volatile, and being able to sustain any sort of meaningful length of gains has been quite challenging. So it'll be interesting to see whether or not we can cobble something together, given the fact that we're about to fly into the teeth of a storm as far as market moving events are concerned this week. It was a bit of a lull last night on Wall Street and the Northern Hemisphere more broadly, as investors anticipate the US CPI report for the month of March. We've also got the minutes from the last Fed meeting that will accompany that outcome. And then over the course of the next couple of days, we've got the US reporting season kicking off. We've got the unemployment report locally. So there'll be a lot for investors to navigate. So in terms of what we saw last night in the Northern Hemisphere, let's just quickly kick off with what was going on in Europe. The gains were reasonably contained. The French market stood out with a 0.9% improvement. The German market up 0.4%. The FTSE was up by around 0.6%. What stood out there, though, was the performance of the various sectors. Energy and material stocks were the ones that were doing best. So we saw a pretty decent rally in oil prices. So from trough to peak, oil up by a little under 3%. So there are a variety of news bits that are feeding into oil prices at the moment that influence both positive and negative stories. But one thing that is quite meaningful is that Russian seaborne supplies have fallen quite substantially over the course of recent weeks. In fact, they're at their lowest levels since December of last year, and that would be contributing to elevated prices at the moment. And indeed, the reopening of the China story is a part of that improved picture as far as oil is concerned in recent times. So finishing at around $81.46 a barrel. So we saw decent gains for European energy stocks. Material stocks were amongst the most improved in European trade. So over the course of the last couple of days, we have seen a spate of takeover activity. So in recent times, Glencorp has improved its takeover bid for the Canadian miner Teck, both stocks up in the order of 2-3% last night. We have seen Newmont sweeten its takeover bid for the Newcrest Group in the last day as well. There's been consolidation in the lithium space as well. So in the to summarize it, you know, we have seen commodity prices do quite well in recent times. We've seen some miners, the larger ones, are quite flush with cash, and they're looking around for well-priced smaller organizations to hasten that consolidation process. So that's a theme in the bigger picture. As far as what we saw on Wall Street last night, still that rotation into industrial stocks out of tech. So tech stocks have done quite well in recent times. You know, from its worst to its best levels in recent days, we've seen the NASDAQ up by around 5%. Last night, it was the underperformer, so it finished down by around 0.4%. The S&P 500 was quite telling in its performance. So just in the final hours of trade, that index was up by around 0.4%. It finished flat, so giving up all of its improvements. The Dow Jones up by about 1/3%. So on the one hand, you saw the industrial stocks like Microsoft and 3M do quite well. They were up in the order of around 2%, but then Microsoft and Cisco were down in the order of 1-2%, just to highlight that theme. Elsewhere, gold price is a little bit firmer, so quite tellingly trying to consolidate above $2,000 an ounce, so up by around 0.75% last night. Saw not much of a move as far as rates were concerned, so 3- and 10-year bond yields were up in the order of about 2 basis points, so quite steady ahead of the important inflation numbers out tonight. So significantly in the last day, we saw a moderation in Chinese inflation that was helpful at the margins, and that boost in consumer confidence thanks to the RBA's decision to leave rates on hold. That reflected in consumer-facing stocks. So it's a question of whether or not that continues as a trend today. But you could reasonably expect a pensive note for trade in local and Asian trade today as we anticipate those US inflation numbers. The Aussie dollar has grinded a little bit higher thanks to a moderation in the US dollar overnight. So it's back to around 66 and a half US cents.